are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in. Good Friday show heading into the weekend. We're going to talk a little bit about Jen's season of The Bachelorette. I've got some thoughts on Tuesday's episode of Vanderpump Rules. I know it's Friday, but haven't gotten around to talking about it yet. Jason Biggs talks about his alcoholism. And it's relevant because his wife, Jenny Mullen, was once a big part of Bachelor Nation. I'm behind on a lot of shows, so I want to address that. I've got an answer from my In-N-Out thing from yesterday, and we'll go over all that and more momentarily. This podcast is brought to you by Way. Not only does hair gloss give you immediate shine straight from the shower, it also helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy to get your hair looking and feeling healthier. That's what mine does when I use the Way product, because for the longest time, I used generic shampoo. I did. You know, as a guy who doesn't have a lot of hair, I was like, well, what does it really matter? Does it really shine? Is it really going to look that much better? And honestly, with Way, it does. Provides immediate shine, helps treat damage, enhances the color vibrancy of my hair, even though there are a few grays getting in there. Anyway, give your hair a glow up with Way. Go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and use promo code REALITYSTEVE for 15% off any product. That's theway.com, theouai.com, promo code REALITYSTEVE. So now that we are post-Bachelor airing and we are in our Bachelorette mode, you know the Daily Roundup will always start with something Bachelor-related, unless there's a major story somewhere else. But it's going to be, first off, talking about anything Bachelorette-related or in Bachelor Nation before I move it on to, you know, pop culture and other reality shows. I'm going to try and do other reality shows after Bachelorette-related stuff and then kind of get into pop culture stuff. I mean, that's kind of the way these will go in the next few weeks. Because remember, during filming of The Bachelorette, it's hit or miss when I find stuff out. And the fact that we know that they're heading overseas after limo entrances, and episode 2 is going to be in New Zealand, and then episode 3 is going to be in Australia, I might not have anything to report on The Bachelorette for a couple weeks, or at least a week, week and a half, because if nothing comes out from those countries, there's nothing to report. You know, as I said yesterday, in terms of the men for Jen's season, one of the guys, Jonathan Hess, who was the former tight end and special teams player at Ole Miss, he went public on his Instagram 2 days ago. And when you are private and a bunch of people add you and you go public, they automatically become followers. He's over, I think, 8,000 followers now. And he had, when I announced him as a contestant and gave his Instagram account out, he had like 4,000 followers. So I believe he is home. We know social media is never 100% accurate because we don't know if somebody's controlling his account. Most likely somebody isn't, and he just got eliminated before the show started. The other one was Corbin Caldwell. He has gone public. His account was private, and now it's public, or it was yesterday. I don't know if he went back to private. So he is somebody that I would put in your notes, an asterisk, at least for the time being. He is also someone possibly that didn't make the first night, and they maybe were the only two cuts. Maybe both of them, maybe one of them was cut, one wasn't, and someone's controlling their social media. We won't know until later on, but those are in my notes that they're probably, if I had to guess, they didn't make cast. Yesterday, I had posted on Twitter and also on my Instagram story, Jen did an interview with ET online, Entertainment Tonight, and she was out in front of the mansion, but it was not the mansion that we are used to. They are using a different mansion for Jen's season. It's the mansion they used for the singing show that they did during the pandemic, which was Listen to Your Heart. So they're using that mansion. And I don't know if it's permanent. We won't know until the next season of The Bachelor starts, or maybe for Golden Bachelorette. We don't know. But for at least Jen's season, they're not using the regular mansion. And we don't know an answer. We didn't know this until yesterday, because during Jen's interview, it's like 13 minutes long on YouTube with Entertainment Tonight, And they specifically said, like, oh, look, you get to be in a new mansion. So we don't know if this is permanent going forward, if it's just for Gen season, if they're going to go back to the mansion for the Golden Bachelorette, which is going to film after Gen season. We don't know any of this stuff yet. All we know is the first night of Gen season is being filmed at a different mansion, and then they're headed overseas. So maybe it was because it was only one night, and they only need the mansion for one night. That maybe that's why they're using a different mansion this year. We don't know. Now, that interview that I posted yesterday, I have no idea when that interview was shot, because at the end of the interview, she mentions the fact that filming is going to start the next night. So if that interview was done on Wednesday and it was posted yesterday, then the first night and limo entrances were last night. But if it was filmed yesterday and aired and posted yesterday, then first night is tonight. We don't know. There wasn't anything in that video that said exactly when it was filmed. So that's the thing that we don't know. But all you need to know is limo entrances and first row ceremony was either last night or it's tonight. There's no way they're waiting till Saturday. I think it was last night, just because I know how the show works. And outside of COVID, once the guys are in the hotel, they don't want to keep them there more than 3 days. And if they don't go till tonight, most of the guys will have been in the hotel for 5 days. There's no reason to keep them there 5 days. So I think it was last night. COVID, like I said, is the only one. Remember, they had to be there, like, they had to sequester for, I think, 2 weeks for Claire's season. And then even, Tayshia, and then for Matt's season as well. So hopefully we'll hear something soon, but I think it was last night. If not, it's tonight. But keep that in mind. Yeah, new mansion. And we'll hopefully get some answers later on. You know, when Jen's season starts and she starts doing media, maybe they'll, people from the show will address it. Maybe Robert Mills will say something. Maybe Jesse Palmer will say something in an interview about, yeah, we've moved on to a new mansion going forward or whatever. But it is the same mansion they used for Listen to Your Heart. Remember that show that they gave us during the pandemic? And it's like we were desperate for any sort of Bachelor. You know, I know some people liked it. I thought it was corny. I thought it was a little cheesy and over the top. I wasn't really a huge fan of it. I did think there were a couple good singers on it. But I just think the forced coupling and I just didn't think it worked what they were trying to do. If they just had a singing show, it's like, okay. But they're forcing them, these couples, to make songs, and they're almost forcing relationships, and people are like, it's almost like on Paradise, people forcing themselves to give a rose to somebody or trying to get a rose just to stay on the show. And it was almost like the same exact thing here. They were trying to force chemistry between couples that really had none, whether it was romantically or even in the singing department, that they just weren't good duos putting a single together. And I just didn't think the love stuff worked really all that well. And that's why it had one season. Let's not forget that. One season was all we needed of Listen to Your Heart. But hey, if you liked it, you liked it. I didn't particularly care for it. But it was in that time. Remember, you know, so Peter's season finale aired, his After the Final Rose, his unbelievable After the Final Rose, his finale, and then After the Final Rose. And then 3 days later, this country was in a nationwide pandemic. And the day that Claire's season was supposed to start filming was the day it was declared we are in a national pandemic. So they obviously canceled everything. I know there's rumors. I know Game of Roses loves to say that there was a first nice shot of Claire's season and it's in the can somewhere. It wasn't. I don't know why they keep thinking that happened, but it didn't happen. These guys, everyone was sent home. There was no first night shot on Claire's season at the mansion. It was shut down when a national pandemic was declared. Everyone went home, and then they reshot the season, or not reshot, but started up the new season in July when they went to Palm Springs and La Quinta. So no, there was never a secret first night of The Bachelorette with Claire that Game of Roses seems to think is out there. Sorry, guys. It just didn't happen. But basically, that's when they aired. I think it aired in like, gosh, April? And it aired for, you know, 6 or 8 episodes. Just, it was whatever. It wasn't really good. But that's the house, that's the mansion that they're using for Jen's first night of filming. This podcast is brought to you by Factor. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals makes eating better easy. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. I've certainly started last night. Let's face it, I'm starting to double up. And when I place an order, I'm usually doing 6 at a time. And sometimes I'm ordering 2 and 3 of the same, which my favorite is the shredded chicken with loaded mashed potatoes. That's the best meal I've tasted, but I'm telling you, the green chili chicken is good. The shredded beef taco bowl is good. The fettuccine, not the, I keep saying fettuccine. It's just chicken Alfredo pasta. It's basically noodles, but it's not fettuccine noodles. That's good. Just smoked chicken Gouda is good. Everything I've had there is great. So, I cannot complain about everything they do. It's no prep, no mess meals, Factor meals, ready to heat and eat. You don't have to prep, cook, clean up, nothing like that. It's the perfect solution if you're looking for fast premium options with no cooking required. And for me, it's perfect portions for me. Not too big, not too small. I'm pretty much done when I'm eating them. I don't feel like having a second one, and I'm not dying to eat something else. Perfect for what I need right now. Head to factormeals.com/realitysteve50 and use promo code realitysteve50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/realitysteve50 and use promo code realitysteve50 to get 50% off your order. This podcast also brought to you by Earth Echo Foods and their healthy, feel-good superfood product, the Cacao Bliss. You will fall in love with decadent, healthy, guilt-free chocolate. Who doesn't want guilt-free chocolate? Because immediately when you think chocolate, like, ugh, I'm going to get fat if I eat this. No, not with the Cacao Bliss. It helps reduce your cravings, facilitate weight loss, boost your energy, helps combat inflammation with one simple, delicious drink. You can put it in a glass of milk. You can put it in a smoothie. You can put it in your baked goods. You can put it in a glass of water. It's just one scoop. That's all you need. Not only that, it's gluten-free, paleo, keto, vegan, and vegetarian diet friendly. As a listener to this podcast, you can receive an additional 15% off exclusive offer when you visit shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve and use promo code realitysteve. That's an additional 15% off when you visit shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve and use promo code realitysteve. I haven't talked about Vanderpump Rules from Tuesday, and here's something that I haven't even brought up, and I'm sure it was new this season, unless I, you know, like I said, this, as you know, this is my first season of Vanderpump Rules. Does the open change every year? I'm talking about when they play the theme music of the show and they introduce the cast. It's Ariana and Katie first. And then the second picture is, who is it? Sheena, James, and Lala. And then the third picture, oh no, the second picture is the two Toms. And then the third picture is Sheena, James, and Lala. And then the fourth one is Lisa. Not that everyone's got a giant grin on their face, but when they open the doors to Ariana and Katie, they just look miserable. I notice this every time. It's like they're not even trying to crack a smile. I know they're going for the serious look, but it doesn't even look like they have a serious look on their face. It looks like they are just distraught. And obviously, I know they're not. It's just the open to a show. But I just, every time I look at it, because at least the other ones, they're giving a smirk. They're giving a half smile. Pay attention. When the show opens and they do the song and they open the doors to their sandwich shop and there's Ariana and Katie, they look miserable. And I don't know why. Just something I noticed. Speaking of their sandwich shop, again, I don't really know much about it, but as they talked about it on Tuesday's episode, why is this? I know they have permits that they're dealing with and stuff like that, but obviously I know that what we're watching on TV is from the last summer. Has this sandwich shop opened yet? Are they making money on this? Is it a thing? Because I guess obviously they have other people running it. They're not there all the time, and especially we haven't even gotten to the part of Vanderpump Rules this season where Ariana is on Dancing with the Stars when she was on that show last fall. We haven't even touched on that. I don't even know if they're going to cover it. Maybe they're just going to keep away from all Dancing with the Stars stuff. They've talked about her getting it, but I'm looking at the timeline of what we're watching on Vanderpump Rules, and they haven't started covering Ariana as a contestant on that show. So either they're just skipping over it, or we haven't gotten to that part yet, because I don't know how many episodes are left of this season. What was the other major thing that happened on Tuesday? I think it was, Sandoval. He went to some breathing thing. A breathing coach came over to the house, and then the whole thing with the that's going to be a storyline next week with Anna, his assistant, who wants to be Ariana's assistant. She doesn't want to work for Tom anymore. God, I can't imagine why she wouldn't want to work for him. But yeah, that's going to be a thing next episode because they've already shown the preview for that, and Tom's not happy that basically Anna wants to ditch him for Ariana since he's already lost out everybody else and has gone to Ariana's side, now his assistant. Now, in present day, we know that she no longer works for Tom, but she doesn't work for Ariana either. She's got a podcast with somebody else. Oh, the other big thing, storyline, was the whole Joe stuff. Joe and Schwartz. And let's face it. I don't know enough about the past, so that's where I can't come in here and say, like, Joe did nothing wrong. It sounds like she did, but we got to face it. Sheena, Lala, Katie, Ariana, they were being kind of mean girls at that party to Joe. Right? I mean, and look, it seems like it was just like they are pissed at her and they don't like her. So maybe they have every right, but they certainly made her feel uncomfortable. And was it necessary? I don't know, because I don't know enough of the backstory on how Joe has been towards them. Maybe it was justified, but it seemed to me they were being a little extra mean. Just me. I wanted to talk about this because this story came up yesterday, and it was in the Us Weekly, but they also talked about it on their podcast. You remember Jason Biggs from American Pie and his wife, Jenny Mollen? Remember, Jenny Mollen was really big in the Bachelor world back in 2018? Because remember when they had Bachelor in Paradise in 2015 and they did the after show, Bachelor in Paradise After Paradise? It would air on Monday, was Bachelor in Paradise. Then the first hour on Tuesday was Bachelor in Paradise. And then the last half hour, or maybe Bachelor in Paradise After Paradise, was an hour long. But it was like a live show done right after Bachelor in Paradise ended on Tuesday. That was when they aired two episodes a week. And the first season, it was co-hosted. Chris Harrison was the host, but his co-host was Jenny Mollen because she was just a huge Bachelor fan. She had released a couple books. She's very funny, very over the top. And she was very, very much involved in Bachelor Nation. And then, like, they kind of disappeared. And Jason Biggs struggled with sobriety. And he's, and back in 2018 is when he apparently got sober. But they have a podcast now called All That Fails, Jenny and Jason, husband-wife podcast. And he talked the other day about Wednesday's episode. Basically said, I was going to therapy, leaving therapy after having a good session, and then going to the liquor store, buying a fifth of vodka, drinking it, and then driving home. And Jenny's like, I had no idea. She goes, this is so weird to me. These are things that, like, shock me. How did I not notice? And he's like, look, I knew how to get wasted enough to where I took myself out of the life equation, took myself out of the present, didn't have to connect in a way that made me feel things. It was all science. I had it figured out to a T, but not get too drunk where I couldn't have a conversation with you. And he told her if he told her some of the things that he used to do, she'd probably be able to connect the dots. And she was just like, I can't believe I didn't know any of this. Like, he was doing it as a married couple. It's not like they separated. He was doing it right under her nose. 2018, he was celebrating a year of sobriety. Tried to get sober 5 years earlier. But yeah, just to show how much of a stranglehold this can have on you. And just hearing the story from him, it was really interesting. Because I don't know if you remember this. I certainly remember it. during those Bachelor days when Jenny was very involved, and I think she was doing interviews with contestants on the show, not to mention co-hosting After Paradise with Chris Harrison, Jason Biggs, and I don't know if he's gone back and deleted his tweets, but if you go back and look at his tweets from probably that time, 2015, 2016, he was an asshole online. And he was kind of doing, honestly, what I was doing back then. Just saying shit and really commenting on people's looks, commenting on the women, making a bunch of sexual references to things going on the show. And I'm guessing it was because he was high and he was on, you know, or he was drunk. But he was really bad. I guess I didn't realize that he's been sober now for 5 years, because I just remember him during that time and I was like, God, this guy is really pushing the envelope here and being kind of a dick online. And like I said, I don't know if he's gone back and deleted those tweets or if he even has a Twitter account anymore. But do you remember that? Do you remember when Jenny Mullen was hosting and he was tweeting during the show, whether it was Bachelor in Paradise or Bachelor or Bachelorette? He was very, very much involved and always talking about it every week, but he was very crass. And good to see that he's changed, I think. I mean, look, I haven't looked at his Twitter account in 5 years. Maybe he's still doing this. I can't imagine he is, because now knowing that he was a drunk and a functional alcoholic back then, now it makes sense as to why he was tweeting out what he was. So good to know that he has, kind of cleaned up his act. I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, I'm so behind on the shows. I haven't even watched Idol from this past Sunday with Juan Pablo's daughter. So I don't even know if she made it through. My guess is she did. I don't think they would hype her up to only cut her. But that was, what, I was out of town. So 2 weeks ago? No, it was this past Sunday. So this upcoming week is Hollywood week. Okay. So I'll go back and watch. I'll try and watch her today. I'll watch Sunday's episode today. But I feel bad. I have fallen behind on Idol. I still haven't watched Deal or No Deal Island from Monday. Ugh. I will get around to stuff, I promise, because now I don't travel again until my fan appreciation party on June 7th. By the way, don't have any spots left. There might be some that open up a little bit later, but it would be the earliest 2 weeks out. And I'm guessing if you want to fly in, that would be kind of tough. So I guess the only people I could accept 2 weeks out would be locals or anybody that can drive, because it's just, I understand, like, it's, if people want to fly in right now, I just don't have any spots left. This year, things are different with the party, is I cannot go over a certain amount. And I won't know if people are going to cancel. I'm going to, take a head count about 2 weeks beforehand. If people drop out, then I'll be able to say stuff at that point. And then finally, I went to In-N-Out yesterday, and what do you know? There are no palm trees in Frisco, Texas. I'll tell you that much. But there were two palm trees in front of In-N-Out, crossed together to form the X. And if you are aware, there is a story behind it, and it's because of a movie in the 1960s. The owner, who, Harry Snyder, founder of In-N-Out, was a big fan of the movie, the 1963 comedy, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. And in that movie, I think there's been remakes of that, right? They basically search for a treasure that's hidden beneath four cross palm trees, and it was his favorite movie, so he just said, well, for my restaurant that I want to open, I'm going to put two cross palm trees on it. And just an homage to It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. So that's why there is two there. Now, I had some of you email me yesterday from other states saying, there's no two cross palm trees at my In-N-Out. I think someone from Colorado messaged me and someone else in California did. I mean, it's supposed to be at every location. So maybe they're in the process of planting them or bringing them in from somewhere else. I don't know. But they're supposed to be. Like, this is his thing. He has them at every location. So I can't answer why it wasn't at the one. Maybe you missed it. Because when I went yesterday to In-N-Out, the palm trees, if you saw the Instagram story that I posted, The palm trees are over by the drive-thru. Every time I've gone, I've never gone to that In-N-Out drive-thru, ever. Well, I shouldn't say that. One time I did, the day it opened, which was like 2010 or 2011, and it took me an hour and a half. There was an hour and a half line, and I was just so excited. I waited in it. That's the only time I've been there in the drive-thru. Every time I go there, I just eat inside because I go there for lunch. So those palm trees are over by the drive-thru, and I don't want to say the front doors to In-N-Out are so far away, but it just, when I park where I park and I walk through those two front doors, I have no reason to ever go look at those palm trees. That's why I guess I never noticed them, because they weren't even part of my vision. Then again, I don't even know if I would have noticed them if I did go through the drive-thru. You know, it just, I had no idea this was a thing until yesterday. And now I know the history, and I know the owner's name, and I know why he has two cross trees, and I know it's because the 1963 film, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Learn something new every day, I tell you. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate it. Follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also, rate and review if you can, because it does not matter if it downloads into your feed every morning. You got to hit play. You got to hit play, and that's the only way it counts as a download. So please do that if you miss a day. Just go back and hit play. Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now. I break down the four Sweet 16 games last night and talk about the four games that are tonight, which should be some really, really good ones. Anyway, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Excuse me, not tomorrow, Monday. Today's Friday. I'm losing my mind. I will talk to you Monday. See you.